Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubbyholes with about 150 records in each section. I'll be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're going back to the year 1982, so all of our albums will have an 82 on the front. And when you talk about random music from a random draw show by randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios, well, look, these don't get much more random. I was having a hard time, honestly, researching and finding out any information on some of these bands. So you're going to be along for their journey with me, right, during this show. So let's start off with one of these bands that, again, kind of obscure. It's a band called the Helen Wheels Band. And in 1982, they were putting out an album called Postmodern Living. And it was available on Real American Records. Yeah, so really an obscure label there as well. Now, she was the Helen Wheels was a New York-based singer. She was given her name by a guy by the name of Handsome Dick Manitoba. Now, again, if you don't know that name, if you listen to SiriusXM Little Steven's Underground Garage Channel, he's a DJ on that channel. He's also a member of the band The Dictators, great punk band. So there you go. Now, she was in a punk band, later became a bodybuilder. So there you go, the Helen Wheels Band. So we're going to listen to a song of theirs off of the album Postmodern Living. It's catalog number 82-238 here at WTBR. And it's the first track on the album. It's a song called Tumbling Down. So here is the Helen Wheels Band right now on Random Draw. Too much.
body's still young. Have all the words on the tip of my tongue. I'll say to your face what I feel in my bones. I need you, oh yeah. And I'd feel alive just to be where you are. And I know it's my heart that took us that far. Why don't we go on and reach for that star? I love you, baby, I love you. Please don't stop me, baby, I'm on fire. Oh yeah, don't put me out, not while I'm burning. Oh no, 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 absolutely taken with desire. Baby, I'm on fire. Now I see in your eyes that you're feeling it too. It struck us like lightning from out of the blue. Ooh, a moment of magic, and baby, I knew I loved you.
That was the Boys Band and their song, Don't Stop Me, Baby, I'm on Fire. Before that, we heard Stranger with their song, My Kind of Woman. And we started off this set of really random, obscure music with the Hell and Wheels Band and their song, Tumbling Down. Again, like I said, I don't know much about some of these bands. I've never really heard of them, but that group, Stranger, in 1982, was putting out their debut album from this Tampa-based hard rock band. Now, they were discovered and produced by Tom Werman. Now, if you know that name, you probably are a fan of some 80s heavy metal, as he was the guy who pretty much did the same thing for Motley Crue. He produced their first album for them right around the same time. And, this album was their only major label release. It was a self-titled album called Stranger on Epic Records, catalog number 82-309 here at WTBR. They did, like I said, they only put out one major release, but they kept putting out music right up until the 2010s or so on some small indie labels and that sort of thing and touring around the Florida area. So there you go. That was Stranger and their song, My Kind of Woman. And that last song we heard was from a group called The Boys Band, not a boy band, but The Boys Band. Again, I always think of, I guess I didn't really know boy bands were a thing going to be coming out in the 90s or whatever. Again, this was their one and only album they released as well on Asylum Records. These are big record labels. And this was the first single off the album called Don't Stop Me, Baby, I'm on Fire. It sounds like you need some sort of cream or lotion for that, if that's your major problem. And again, that's pretty much all I could discover on this band. Again, for groups that only have like one album on a label and one single or something, a lot of them come and gone. If you ever see the movie what's that thing you do, the story's a dime a dozen, unfortunately, when it comes to a sort of one album wonders. And that was one of them. That was The Boys Band with Don't Stop Me Now, Baby, I'm on Fire. All right, well, we're going to keep this obscure set of music going with a group that, again, I could not find pretty much anything on. And it's a group called Onyo. That's O-N-Y-O, Onyo. And in 1982, they were putting out an album called Night in the City on Sutra Records, catalog number 82-234. Again, couldn't find much about anything on this group. Again, got a lot of nice 80s hair on the front cover and on the back. It looks like they're standing in either a futuristic hallway or a shipping container on the cover of the album. So there you go. We're going to listen to a track off this album, though, from Onyo. It's a song called Reckon Up My Life. So here you go. Here's Onyo on Random Draw.
Don't need no woman wrecking up my life. Don't need no woman wrecking up my life. Don't want no love. Like I let a woman
That was Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns with their song, Don't Let a Woman Make a Fool Out of You. And then before that, we heard the group RPM and their song, A Legend Never Dies. And we started off this set again of obscure rock tracks with the group Anio and their song, Wrecking Up My Life. All right, now that group RPM was an LA band who actually put out two albums, so that's twice as many as a lot of these other groups that I've been playing today in the early 80s, and this was taken from their debut album, a self-titled album called RPM on EMI Records. It was catalog number 82-345 here at WTBR. So there you go, that's RPM. Now the singer of this group was a guy on the back of this album. He was known as Bob Johnson. Later, he would go back to using his full name of Robert White Johnson, and he would be a songwriter and producer throughout the 80s and 90s, and he would work with such bands as the Beach Boys, B.J. Thomas, 38 Special, and he even co-wrote the song Where Does My Heart Beat Now by Celine Dion. So there you go. So when you go from that to Celine Dion, it shows you your depth of talent, I guess. So there you go. That was RPM and their song A Legend Never Dies. And then we finished up that set with Joe King Carrasco and the Crowns and their song Don't Let a Woman Make a Fool Out of You. This guy was known as the King of Tex-Mex Rock and Roll, and this group was putting out their seventh album in 1982, an album called Synapse Gap Mondo Total, catalog number 82-302 here at WTBR, and it was on MCA Records. Now, the interesting thing is, while they were recording the seventh album in the recording studio, it just so happened that the Jacksons were recording in the next studio over in the same building, and he became friends with a young Michael Jackson, who around 81-ish or so was coming off the Wall, hadn't done Thriller yet. But that voice you heard at the end of the song singing background was actually Michael Jackson on that track. So there you go. You know, it even says in the back, Michael Jackson appears courtesy of Epic Records. So there you go. He's on the backing vocals on harmonies for the songs. So a little connection to some pop royalty on the Joe King Carrasco song right there. Don't Let a Woman Make a Fool Out of You. All right, I think we're going to take a quick break right now on Random Draw. I'll be back in just a moment for some more random music here on Random Draw. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sandrini.com.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM, WTBR Community Radio.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at pittsfieldtv.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
And we are back here on Random Draw. Now, remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, Amazon, that sort of stuff. Or you can just visit our website at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get all the podcasts from all the great shows, see the schedule of all the great upcoming programming, and there's a button on there that says Donate. We more than appreciate anything you can give us to help us keep the lights on and the records spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music. Now, we spent half the first half of the show listening to some pretty obscure rock and roll artists from bands and albums and things that we never heard since they probably came out. They probably have never been played. We're going to get into some more well-known figures, and we're going to start with a singer named Gary U.S. Bonds, who in 1982 was putting out his fourth album called On the Line. And it's the second of two albums in which he collaborated with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. So it's the second of two. It was produced by Little Steven Van Zandt and Bruce Springsteen. There's 11 tracks on the album, and seven of them are written by Springsteen, and one was written by Steven Van Zandt. So there you go. It was sort of his resurgence, and they pretty much all played on it. Roy Bittan was on it, Clarence Clemens, Danny Federici, Max Weinberg, Gary Talent. They all played on the album, along with some other musicians and stuff. But the entire E Street Band was there. And so we're going to listen to a track that I've known as a Springsteen track. I don't think it was a release track. It might have been one of those tracks, unreleased things from Springsteen. It's a song called Rendezvous. So here it is. We're taking this from the Gary U.S. Bonds album On the Line right now. So here's Rendezvous by Gary U.S. Bonds right now on Random Draw.
ocean leaves on a tree. We're caught in motion, you and me. And they're looking everywhere, sending telegrams. What, when, why, stop. They don't know where I am. And they're knocking on my neighbor's door, ringing the telephone, even calling on the radio. But I'm right here at home, rocking my baby, rocking my baby, rocking my baby all night long. Is waiting at my door, a bad dream come true. Easy Street looks like Empty Pockets Avenue. The only news is bad news, but I don't worry, 'cause I still got you, and you sure got me. Rocking my baby, rocking my baby, rocking my baby. Rockin' my baby, rockin' my baby, ooh, rockin' my baby all night long,
all night long.
The days are getting shorter, that big clock will not stand still, but I will always love you, I'll never get my fill, it's still a thrill. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rocking my baby, rocking my baby, rocking my baby all night long,
all night long,
all night long,
all night long,
all night long.
All right, that was Tom Chapin with Rockin' My Baby. Before that, we heard from Leo Sayer and his song Heart, Stop Beating in Time. And we opened up the set with Gary U.S. Bonds and his song Rendezvous, which was actually a Bruce Springsteen song, but there you go. You know, and speaking of songs written by other people, more famous people, that Leo Sayer song that I played for you, Heart, Stop Beating in Time, was actually written by the Brothers Gibb. That's right, the Bee Gees wrote that. It appeared on Leo Sayer's 1982 album, an album called World Radio. And that was on Warner Brothers Records, catalog number 82-346. Yeah, the Bee Gees that wrote it for one of their albums they're recording in the early 80s ended up not making the final cut, so they offered it up to Leo Sayer because Barry Gibb thought it sounded like a Leo Sayer song. And so Leo took it, put it on his album, was produced by Arif Martin, who worked with the Bee Gees a lot. And the rest is history. It was a top 30 hit over in the UK. Didn't really chart over here in the US, but it was, I think it went up to number 22 over in the UK. So there you go, Leo Sayer with Heart Stop Beating in Time. And we finished off this set of music with Tom Chapin. Again, you may know the last name. His brother was Harry Chapin, you know, the famous singer. And in 1982, Tom Chapin was putting out his second album, In the City of Mercy, and that was on Spectre Records International, SRI, catalog number 82-242. So, he actually is interesting. If you read more about him, he's actually host of a children's show, did a lot of work with children's music and children's programming. Got some Grammy Awards for Best Spoken Words for Children, and, you know, did a lot of work with youth and that sort of thing. He also was a good athlete in college. So there you go. Go figure. That was Tom Chapin and his song, Rockin' My Baby, off of his album, In the City of Mercy. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks here. I'm going to dip back into that pool of unknown artists. I'm going to play you a track by a guy by the name of Steve Marrs. That's M-A-R-R-S. And in 1982, he was putting out his only album called Somebody Somewhere. And it was on Columbia Records. And we're going to listen to the title track. Again, I tell you more, but I honestly could not find much out about this album at all. So here is Steve Marrs right now with the song Somebody Somewhere right now on Random Draw.
as the New York sunset disappeared, I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And what's it for? This little empty garden by the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Ooh, lived here, he must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so
I
Emptied Garden right there by Elton John. And before that, we heard John Anderson and his song Surrender. And we started off this last set of music with a man by the name of Steve Mars and a song called Somebody Somewhere. All right, now that John Anderson song was taken from his solo album. It was actually, I believe, his third album he put out. Yeah, a solo album called Animation on Atlantic Records, catalog number 82-337. And yes, that's John Anderson from Yes. Yes, he is. So again, this was right around the time of the, you know, when he was not in Yes and not, but hadn't quite rejoined kind of a thing. It's that weird era of Yes where he was sort of in and out of the band for a little while. But again, this album also features some good artists on there. He had Simon Phillips on drums, who I remember as being a drummer for Jeff Beck. And he also was a big drummer for Pete Townsend for many years. And on keyboards, it was David Sanchez, who was a member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band back in the day. Also had some great other musicians like Jack Bruce even guested on the album and stuff. So that was John Anderson and his song Surrender. And we closed out this show with Elton John and his hit song Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny, another parenthetical song. That's the most I've had on a show. One song out of every set I played today had parentheses in their title pretty much. So there you go. This was the song written for John Lennon, of course, after his death. And it appears on Elton John's 1982 album called Jump Up, catalog number 82-269 on Geffen Records, the era when Elton John was on Geffen Records. Again, not a very... that was sort of a low point when it came to Elton John albums. They were kind of hit or miss for a little while. But that was one of the better songs. So that was Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny by Elton John. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.